Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. With surrounding beaches closed because of the pandemic, the Indiana Dunes National and State Parks are considering their options in order to keep the crowds down. WBBM's Mike Krauser explains.
The National Park Superintendent Paul Labovitz says the Dunes beaches have been like spring break in Cancun every day. Very crowded because beaches in Gary, Ogden Dunes, Whiting, and Michigan City, not to mention Chicago, are closed.
As long as you're keeping safe, we're going to be able to stay open.
In a video message, the Park Service suggested wearing masks on the beach and practicing social distancing.
Sometimes our beaches are fuller at different times of the day, so come on later or come very early. If you do find that our lots are full, go for a hike. We've got over 70 miles worth of hiking trails between the state park and the national park.
They temporarily closed one national park beach earlier because people were not being responsible and warned they may do so again. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Illinois schools could be hit by walkouts involving teachers and other school employees as a result of the pandemic. Two of the state's largest teachers unions say the walkouts could happen if school districts begin in-person learning without meeting safety guidelines outlined by government and medical experts. In response, a statement released by Chicago Public Schools says, under no circumstances will the district open its doors to students and staff if public health officials do not believe it's safe to do so. The Lightfoot administration rolling out another effort to boost participation in the census.
The artwork for the Boards of Change project will be managed by the group Paint the City, whose artists produce much of the message art that adorned the plywood used to board up looted and damaged stores. The group's co-founder, Barrett Keithley, an artist himself, says art can make people feel the world through others' eyes.
When there's a baby shot on the south side of West Side of Chicago, that rage and anger should be felt in all of Chicago. When our homeless, when our vulnerable are being victimized, then that's a disrespect to our strong as well. And as a city, we must own that.
Mayor Lightfoot wants to inspire people to be counted in the 2020 U.S. Census and the November elections as well. She says our democracy is under siege. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
20 employees of Navy Pier being laid off because of the pandemic. CEO Marilyn Gardner says since reopening in June, the pier has welcomed 335,000 people. That's only 14% of the 2.4 million a year ago. Officials say essentially there are no tourists. A two-year-old girl is hospitalized after being shot in the head last night in Hammond. Police say the child was in a car with her mother when someone opened fire along the 3300 block of Craig Drive. Investigators say it appears the shooter ran from the scene and into a wooded area. The child is reported in critical condition. Chicago Alderman Raymond Lopez says his office in the Brighton Park neighborhood has again been hit by vandals. Lopez says security video shows one person vandalizing the office. Lopez tweeted, "The third attack in a month. Lawlessness continues in Chicago." Mayor Lightfoot issued a statement saying, "We're not going to tolerate anyone attacking elected officials and engaging in criminal conduct against them, period." As federal supplemental unemployment benefits expire, operators of area food banks say they're expecting an increase in demand.
Outdoor food pantries, mobile and pop-up food pantries, all putting high demand on Chicago area food depositories since March. Some Chicago food pantries, according to the Tribune, have turned to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for boxes of additional meat, dairy, and produce for residents as part of a program announced in late April under the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. Since July 1st, more than 13 million food boxes have been given out, according to the USDA. The food box program will be in place through October at least, but food pantry representatives say low-risk volunteers to hand out the food will most likely be needed. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.